आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम निशित कुमार। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू होल्ड टॉक्स विद प्रेसिडेंट ऑफ इंडोनेशिया प्रबोवो सुबियांतो इन न्यू दिल्ली दिस आफ्टरनून। सेवरल अग्रीमेंट्स टू बी साइंड। प्रेसिडेंट द्रौपदी मुर्मू टू एड्रेस द नेशन टुडे ऑन द ईव ऑफ रिपब्लिक डे। Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw says trust and talent are the two most important factors attracting investors to India. National Voters Day being celebrated across the country today. Indian Grandmaster Inian Paneerselvam clinches Johor International Open Chess Tournament title in Malaysia. And in cricket, India to take on England in the second T20 International in Chennai this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto will hold talks in New Delhi this afternoon. Both leaders will undertake a comprehensive review of bilateral ties and discuss regional and global issues of mutual interest. Several agreements will be signed after the talks. President Subianto arrived in New Delhi on Thursday on a four-day state visit to India. We have a report from our correspondent.
The Indonesian president will be accorded ceremonial reception at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan today morning. He will pay tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at his Samadhi in Rajghat. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will call on the visiting dignitary. Mr. Subianto will meet President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in the evening. President Prabowo Subianto will be the chief guest of the 76th Republic Day celebrations tomorrow at Kartavya Path. This is Mr. Prabowo Subianto's first visit to India in his capacity as president after assuming office in October last year. India and Indonesia share warm and friendly ties spanning over millennia. As a comprehensive strategic partner, Indonesia is an important pillar in India's Act East policy and in the vision of the Indo-Pacific. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of Republic Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashwani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcast in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashwani will broadcast regional language versions from 9:30 p.m. onwards on its regional networks. Akashwani and Doordarshan are fully prepared for the live coverage of the 76th Republic Day Parade from the Kartavya Path in New Delhi tomorrow. The live coverage of the event will be broadcast and telecast across the entire Akashwani and Doordarshan network as well as on the Waves OTT platform. To assess the preparations at the Kartavya Path, Secretary, Information and Broadcasting Ministry, Sanjay Jaju, reviewed the arrangements made by Akashwani and Doordarshan for the live coverage yesterday. Around 10,000 special guests have been invited to witness the 76th Republic Day Parade tomorrow as part of the government's effort to enhance public participation in national events. Among the special invitees are Accident Prevention and Disaster Assistance, Apada Mitra volunteers, accredited social health activists, ASHA workers, farmers producer organizations, FPOs, PM Kisan Samman Nidhi beneficiaries, My Bharat volunteers and others. Talking to Akashwani News, an ASHA worker Meena said that by inviting them to such events, they will gain more recognition and help raise awareness.
भारत सरकार का बहुत ज्यादा तहे दिल से शुक्रिया अदा करना चाहूंगी। उन्होंने हम जिस तबके से उठकर आती है, आशा का बहुत छोटा तबका है जहां कोई हमारी हॉस्पिटल में इतनी पहचान नहीं होती है, वहां भी हमें इतनी इज्जत मान सम्मान नहीं मिलता कि भाई आशाएं आ गई हैं आप जाओ। लेकिन इससे हमें ये पहचान मिलती है कि अगर इतने बड़े ओहदे पे हमें बुलाया जा रहा है, सम्मानित किया जा रहा है, तो इससे हमारे लिए बहुत बड़ी बात है।
Delhi Metro will start its services at 3 a.m. on all lines tomorrow to help people reach the Kartavya Path and witness the Republic Day ceremony. According to Delhi Metro, trains will operate at intervals of 30 minutes until 6 in the morning, after which the regular timetable will be followed for the rest of the day. Like every year, this year as well, on the eve of Republic Day, Akashwani's most prestigious and much-talked program, National Symposium of Poet, will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani at 10 p.m. today. In this symposium, around 400 poets of the country will recite poetry together on one stage. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that trust and talent are the two most important factors attracting global investors to India. Talking to the media at the World Economic Forum at Davos in Switzerland, Mr. Vaishnaw said despite all the disruptions and issues the world is facing at present, India has emerged as a very trusted country that respects intellectual property rights. He said India has clearly demonstrated to the world that under all circumstances it is a country that believes in peace, growth for everybody and inclusive development.
World is looking at India as a destination for co-creation of technologies, for developing new applications. People do look at the domestic demand also, but also people look at India as a hub for global production and global growth.
The minister said global companies are very enthused about India, while existing players planning to scale up and several new ones wanting to set shop in the country. He said investors are showing interest in multiple sectors, including technology, semiconductors, artificial intelligence, AI, electronics manufacturing, research and design. Mr. Vaishnaw also said India is set for a leadership role in the area of artificial intelligence. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The 15th National Voters Day is being celebrated across the country today. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the main function in New Delhi. Union Minister for Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal, along with the Chief Election Commissioner and the Election Commissioners, will also be present at the event. During the event, President Murmu will present the Best Electoral Practices Awards to state and district officials for their exemplary efforts in ensuring smooth elections. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said that the National Voters Day is not just an occasion to celebrate the inception of Election Commission, but also an opportunity to honour the very spirit of democracy. Mr. Kumar said this in his message on the eve of 15th National Voters Day in New Delhi.
Loktantra hum sabka hai. Yeh hamari saji virasat hai, jis par har Bharatiya matdata ko garv hai. Pichle 7 dashkon se humne milkar Bharat ki loktantrik prakriya ko majbooti se sajoye rakha hai. Hamare liye aapka trust aur transparency sikke ke wo do pehlu hain jinhe hum kabhi compromise nahi hone denge.
The 70-member Delhi Assembly will go to polls on the 5th of next month. Akashwani News brings you a special series in view of Delhi Assembly polls. Today we take a look at Rohini constituency.
Situated in North Delhi, Rohini is one of the key seats of this election, which is going to witness intense contest in the upcoming assembly polls. Leader of opposition in Delhi Assembly, Vijendra Gupta, is in the political battleground for the third time on BJP's ticket. On the other hand, the Aam Aadmi Party has fielded Pradeep Mittal from this seat, while Congress has given its ticket to Sumesh Gupta. Having around 172,000 electors, the residents of Rohini face major issues like sanitation, encroachment, illegal parking and garbage dumping issues. Over the last four elections, BJP has emerged victorious three times while Aam Aadmi Party last secured the seat in 2013. BJP is aiming for a hat-trick while both Congress and AAP are campaigning vigorously to claim the seat. For Akashwani News.
And now, news from the Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj. The Uttar Pradesh government is anticipating a rush of around 10 crore devotees on the occasion of Mauni Amavasya on the 29th of this month at the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj. In view of this, the state government is implementing comprehensive measures to efficiently manage traffic and crowds. We have a report.
Mela administration has asked the officials to ensure that devotees return from the same sector or zone after taking bath in which they arrive. Under no circumstances, devotees will be permitted to move to Sangam Nose or other zones. For the convenience of devotees, instructions have been issued to minimize movement between zones, particularly at Sangam Nose from 27th to 29th of this month. This time, a 12-kilometer long ghat has been constructed for easy access and holy dip. Devotees are being encouraged to take bath at the ghat closest to their entry point and return from there without moving to other zones. Evacuation teams will be also deployed to prevent overcrowding at the ghat. The infrastructure at the ghats is also being reinforced to accommodate the large number of devotees. This includes river barricading, water police, watchtowers, improved lighting, clear signage, toilets, changing rooms and comprehensive cleanliness measures. With Anand Kumar's report from Prayagraj, this is Ashish Abraham for Akashwani News.
A three-day drone show began at Sector 7 of Mahakumbh Nagar in Prayagraj yesterday. Hosted by the State Tourism Department, the show featured hundreds of drones creating stunning live visuals in the night sky. Depiction of deities with Amrit Kalash and Samudra Manthan mesmerized the audience. Indian Grandmaster Inian Paneerselvam has clinched the 9th Johor International Open Chess Tournament title in Malaysia. Here is a quick roundup of the latest sports action from chess and cricket to tennis as key matches and tournaments unfold worldwide. Details from our correspondent.
The 22-year-old Indian Grandmaster Inian from Erode in Tamil Nadu accumulated 8.5 points in 9 games. He defeated Vietnamese Grandmaster Nguyen Van Hieu in the final round in an impressive performance. Moving towards Tata Steel Chess Tournament, the round 6 has concluded, making the halfway of the tournament at Visganzi, Netherlands. Nodirbek Abdusarov of Uzbekistan is currently leading on the standings, while India's R. Pragananda is on the second and D. Kukesh is on the third spot. Next, we move on to the world of cricket, where the Surya Kumar Yadav-led Indian side will take on England in second T20I at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this evening. The men in blue are currently leading the 5-match series 1-0. Last we have from Australian Open Tennis, where world number 1 and defending champion Aryna Sabalenka will face 19 seed Madison Keys of United States in the women's singles final at Rod Laver Arena in Melbourne today. Belarusian Sabalenka is aiming to become the first woman since 1999 to win 3 consecutive Australian Open titles. And in the men's doubles final today, Britain's Henry Patton and Harry Heliovaara of Finland will face third seeds Italian pair of Simone Bolelli and Andre Vavasori. Chiragja, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In the Women's Hockey India League, the JSW Surma Hockey Club stormed into the final after defeating Sarachi Rar Bengal Tigers by 4-2 in Ranchi yesterday. We have more in this report.
On Friday in Ranchi, in Women's Hockey India League, JSW Surma Hockey Club topped the points table by defeating Sarachi Rar Bengal Tigers with a scoreline of 4-2. With this victory, JSW Surma Hockey Club have set up the final clash against the Odisha Warriors, which will be played on 26th January. In the second match of Hockey India League, Sarachi Rar Bengal Tigers were against Kalinga Lancers. As both the team are eyeing for a place in the semi-finals, they were putting their best in the match to earn points. The match saw a fierce battle between the two teams. Sarachi Rar Bengal Tigers, who got better off Kalinga Lancers with a margin of 5-3. On Saturday in Rourkela, Tamil Nadu Dragons will play against Team Gunasika and Hyderabad Tufans will meet UP Rudras. This is Manoj Yadav reporting for Akashwani News.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Nishit. India set to discuss Myanmar conflict during talks with Indonesian President Subianto, who is the chief guest at Republic Day celebrations, headlines The Hindu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Paris on February 10 and 11th to co-chair AI Action Summit is the top story in the Indian Express. Opposition MP suspended from Waqf Bill JPC after ruckus is the front page story in The Statesman. 8 killed, 7 hurt in blast at Maharashtra Ordnance Factory, says The Tribune. Home Minister Amit Shah to unveil BJP's last spot of manifesto for Delhi election today, according to a report in The Asian Age. Deportations start from US as Trump pushes his agenda, says Hindustan Times. Try ask telcos to make voice-only packs cheaper, says a report in The Economic Times. And finally, in a first in 2 years, Delhi enjoys moderate air on a January day, writes The Times of India. With that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto in New Delhi this afternoon. Several agreements to be signed. President Draupadi Murmu to address the nation today on the eve of Republic Day. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw says trust and talent are the two most important factors attracting investors to India. National Voters Day being celebrated across the country today. Indian Grandmaster Inian Paneerselvam clinches Johor International Open Chess Tournament title in Malaysia. And in cricket, India to take on England in the second T20 International in Chennai this evening. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website, newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.